This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
Four additional bodies were recovered Sunday from the collapsed condominium building near Miami, Florida, bringing the total death toll to 90. Miami Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told reporters Sunday that among the 90, 71 bodies had been identified. 31 people are still listed as missing. Three young children are among those recently identified. Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky said on Sunday that the recovery operation would last roughly 2 to 3 more weeks. The search for survivors officially ended at midnight on Wednesday, nearly 2 weeks after part of the 12-story Champlain Towers South building collapsed on June 24th. There's a grand jury investigation into the cause of the condominium collapse in Surfside, Florida, and six families have also filed separate lawsuits. COVID-19 vaccine maker Pfizer said on Sunday it will meet with U.S. health officials as soon as Monday to discuss the need for a booster dose of the coronavirus vaccine. The meeting comes days after the drug maker and its partner, BioNTech, announced plans to seek U.S. and European regulatory approval for a third dose of their COVID-19 shot amid the spread of variants and data they say shows heightened risk of infection 6 months after initial vaccination. That push prompted a quick response from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They both say Americans don't need a booster shot right now. Top health official Dr. Anthony Fauci, in several television interviews on Sunday, said U.S. health officials are not dismissing the possible future need for boosters, but more data is needed for any formal recommendation. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.